CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 10th of March 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. New rules for HF contests are in place. Applications are open for this year's YOTA camp. Listen out for operators taking part in British Science Week. The RSGB HF Contest Committee has introduced a couple of rules to address changes in license conditions that came into effect from the 21st of February. It has also highlighted power changes to specific contests. The committee is introducing a Section 4 foundation licensees in some of its contests now that the power limit is increased to 25 watts. Prior to finalising the rules for 2025, the committee will consult widely on whether regional secondary locators should remain mandatory in those contests for which the country in which the operator is situated has no bearing on the score. For more details, see the RSGB notices section on the RSGB website. Are you aged between 18 and 25 and passionate about all things radio? Are you ready for exciting experiences, making new friends and shaping the future of amateur radio? Why not apply to be part of the RSGB YOTA team going to the YOTA Czechia summer camp this year? You can find out more on the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/YOTA and click on the YOTA Summer Camps link in the right-hand menu. You'll be able to read about the experiences of previous teams and download an application form for the Czechia event. The closing date for applications is the 15th of April for the team leader and the 22nd of April for team members. British Science Week started on Friday the 8th of March and continues until Friday the 17th of March. Please have a look at the list of times that participants will be on the air and try to respond to them. These will nearly all be students who will be making their very first QSOs working with local amateurs. Your contact will really make their day and might lead to new radio amateurs. For those participating in British Science Week with stations, remember the offer for SCEDs from GB3RS at the RSGB National Radio Centre. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/bravo-sierra-whiskey and choose the List of Events tab on that webpage. If you'd like to show what you're doing during the week, email Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk and the RSGB comms team will share your photos on social media. Whether or not you're involved in this year's British Science Week, it's time to think ahead to next year's event. Make contact with your local school or youth group and use the activity suggestions and resources of the RSGB British Science Week web page. The Edinburgh 23cm microwave beacon, Golf Bravo 3 Echo Delta November, is back on the air after a move to a new location on the south side of Edinburgh. It has moved about 1.5 kilometres south from its previous site in the University of Edinburgh King's Buildings campus. The operating frequency is 1296.990 MHz. It sends its call sign and QRA locator in both FSK and JT4 once per minute. The new site is about 200 metres higher than the previous site, and it's hoped that coverage is somewhat improved. It has a clear view from the northwest through to the east, giving good coverage up the coast and across the North Sea to Scandinavia. It's also hoped that there will be better propagation to the south from the new site. More details are available by the Beacons link on the Lothians Radio Society's website at lothianradiosociety.com. And now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Radio Surplus Hangar Sale is taking place today. It's too far to reach now. Callington Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday the 17th of March. The rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Callington, Cornwall, postcode Papa Lima 17, 7 Bravo Delta. The doors will be open from 10 a.m, entry will be £2 each, but there will be no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies will be present, along with a bring and buy stall and the usual catering service. The venue has excellent disabled access, toilets, and there's ample car parking nearby. More details, including a list of items currently registered for sale at the huge bring-and-buy stand, are available at callingtonradiosociety.org.uk. Grantham Amateur Radio Club and Electronics Rally will be held on Sunday the 17th of March as well. The venue will be Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham, Lincolnshire. I think we'll move on. Pencoyd and District Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 17th of March. Here's another one. The venue will be Sarn and Bryn Cwlls Social Club, Sarn, Bridge End, postcode CharlieFox.32, 9, November, Yankee. Doors open to traders at 8 a.m. and tables cost £15. The entrance fee will be £2, but there will be no charge for those under the age of 16. Doors open to the public at 10 a.m. and refreshments will be available. Disabled access is available via a chairlift. To book your tables, please contact Ewan Jones on 07791 709 691. Now the special event news. In celebration of International Women's Day, special call sign Tango Mike 88 Yankee Lima will be active from France until the 15th of March, and simultaneously Delta Mike 88 Yankee Lima Foxtrot will be operating from Germany. QSL via the Bureau. For more information, visit qrz.com. Special call sign India Yankee 9 Mike Mike is active until the 31st of March to commemorate the experiments conducted by Guglielmo Marconi from the ship Regina Elena in the port of Augusta in 1914. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to IT9MRM. The station was recently spotted on the 40-meter band using FT8. Now the DX news. Eric F6ICX is active as 5 Romeo 8 India Charlie from Saint Marie Island AF090 until the 31st of March. He operates mainly using CW on the 40 to 10 meter bands and via the QO100 satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World or via his home call. Peter DC0KK is active as 407 Kilo Kilo Golf from Sri Lanka, AS003, until the 30th of March. He operates FT8, FT4, RTTY, and sometimes CW on the 20 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct to his home call. Now the contest news. The Commonwealth contest started at 10:00 on Saturday the 9th of March and ends at 10:00 UTC today. On Tuesday the 12th, the 432 MHz FM activity contest runs between 1900 to 1955 UTC. Using FM on the 77s band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 12th, the 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity, 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 77th band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Wednesday the 13th, the 80-metre Club Championship contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. Using CW on the 80-metre band, the exchanges signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 14th, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RITI contest starts at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 16th and ends at 0200 UTC on Monday the 18th. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. As predicted, a coronal mass ejection affected the ionosphere last weekend, the 2nd and 3rd of March, pushing maximum usable frequencies down and sparking auroral displays, which were visible as far south as Cornwall. The plasma hit the Earth around midday on Sunday the 3rd, eventually pushing the KP index to more than 5 for 9 hours. It eventually started to settle again, dropping to 4 for 6 hours, before then moving back to background levels by the morning of the 4th. The solar wind speed was not that high, being around 350 kilometres a second, but the BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field was pointing sharply south for a long period. This allowed the solar plasma to couple with the Earth's magnetic field more easily, and it flooded in. The maximum usable frequency was impacted, and it took until late morning on the 4th before the 10-metre band was usable again over a 3,000-kilometre path. This probably affected northerly piles the most, with southerly piles being relatively unscathed. The rest of the week was generally free from coronal mass ejection chaos, with the KP index remaining below 3. Attention is now turning to active region 3599, which has expanded in size. It may therefore be a threat for an M-class solar flare and coronal mass ejection. Next week, commencing Monday the 11th, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be around 135, but may then increase to 170 by the 15th. We are heading towards the equinox, which means that geomagnetic disturbances are likely to be more common and harsher. They are almost twice as likely in spring and autumn as they are in winter and summer. If the KT index stays low, though, this can be a good time for HF. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. This weekend, the 9th and 10th, a strengthening southeasterly wind will develop over the country as low pressure moves into Biscay and a strong high builds over Scandinavia. Unfortunately, this may not be useful for tropos since the high is a long way to the northeast, and stronger winds usually prohibit the development of a quality inversion. All this changes again over this second weekend of March, 9th and 10th, as low pressure pushes fronts into southern Britain. It won't last long though, and a weak ridge will cross the country on Tuesday the 12th, which may bring some tropo support for southeastern Britain into the continent for the 432 MHz UK activity contest on Tuesday evening. On Wednesday, an Atlantic low will cross northern areas with rain and possible rain scatter operations, but this will soon clear to leave a weak high over the country, and it's a return to tropo conditions for the remainder of the week. The upshot of all this is that tropo will be an off and on affair, but nevertheless, worth a look. The other modes, not so much. Although, as we said in the HF section, spring is a good time of the year for auroral activity, and after the recent visible aurora, we should definitely keep a watch for activity and a high KP index. There's been the odd fleeting pulse of sporadic E showing on the PropQuest graphs recently. This has been noticeable on the LFMs sometimes, but it's not yet a big player for the usual sporadic E bands of 10, 6 and beyond. However, on digital modes, UK stations have seen 50 MHz trans-equatorial propagation to Africa last week. So, check for that. For EME operators, moon declination is still negative, but goes positive again on Monday. Past losses are approaching minimum, with perigee today, Sunday the 10th. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week, except today, when the sun is close to the moon and in the beam width of antennas. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news for the South West and South Wales. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is having a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Don't say which day, but it's followed by a Zoom meeting on Thursday. Contact is via Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Contact is via November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.uk. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club is daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 megs from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk. Or phone 07889208090. Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday, the 11th of March, from 7:30 p.m. The Society's Thursday net takes place via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via golfforwhiskeysierramike.club. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater, with an echolink connection via GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz, tone code 94.8, 600 kHz split, from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Ruvina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. Contact is via golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrot.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is John, GW4BUZ, on 01443 432 542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 19, 7 Hotel Foxtrot. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. and contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com. And up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.475 MHz FM at 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there is a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 meters SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net on 432.220 MHz SSB from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY01242-699-595, join the day, or visit golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to Romeo Alpha Delta Charlie Oscar Mike at rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcast can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.